This is the Packaging Podcast with David Holliday, the self-appointed 42nd most visionary marketer. Yeah, right.
Okay, so what is smart packaging? Smart packaging refers to packaging systems incorporating advanced technologies that can communicate with consumers and provide additional benefits such as tracking, protection, and enhanced user experience. It also includes active packaging, which can extend the shelf life of products, but I'm focusing on the interaction information aspects today. Maybe we can discuss active packaging in a future episode. A few years ago, I attended a GS1 Connects conference, and one of the presentations focused on how a product's primary packaging can be a brand's most important communication tool for interacting with customers. In a world where consumers are getting tired of constant advertising and brand social media pages don't have the impact they once did, using the product itself as a communication tool becomes more and more important. This was an excellent introduction to smart packaging, where the product can interact with the consumer, providing access to diverse information, enabling customer engagement, and quite a bit more. This all sounds great, but how can it be achieved? Is a QR code with an encoded URL embedded in it the only way to do this? No, actually it isn't. QR codes are an important option, but other technologies can also enable smart packaging. Let's take a quick look at technologies such as 2D barcodes, augmented reality, or AR, and radio frequency identification, RFID, as well as a really interesting concept of digital watermarking products. One of the most significant advantages of smart packaging technology is its ability to engage customers in novel and interactive ways, usually with a simple smartphone scan. This content can range from detailed product information and usage tips to interactive experiences like games and contests, fostering a deeper connection between the brand and its audience. Using 2D barcodes, such as QR codes, has been a simple way for brands to get started with smart packaging. Because these 2D barcodes can contain an encoded URL, they can be printed on the package and guide the customer to online resources once they scan the code. There will shortly be a major boost for 2D barcodes when GS1's Sunrise 2027 program replaces the traditional UPC barcode, currently printed on most products, with a much more data-rich 2D barcode. Exciting days in the barcode world. One important option for this is GS1's new digital link barcode encoding syntax. This allows a single barcode printed on the product to be used at the point of sale. It can contain date, lot, and serial information, as well as a link to online content. It really is one barcode to rule them all. Over in the EU, new labeling rules for wine and spirit products require that labels provide nutritional and other data for customers. An interesting factor in this is that since there is often not the space to print this information, it can be accessed by scanning a QR code printed on the label. A form of smart packaging in action. The EU rules are quite specific into what information can be accessed this way. It needs to only be the mandated information rather than marketing materials, so it is somewhat limited. RFID technology added to packaging offers a seamless way to track products throughout the supply chain, ensuring authenticity, reducing the risk of counterfeits, and is hugely useful for inventory control. Several large retail companies have already mandated RFID tagging of products that are shipped to their stores. RFID tags can store a wealth of information, accessible with specialized readers, adding another layer of interaction and engagement. However, most encoded tags currently in the retail supply chain contain the product's GTIN number, which is the number that's embedded in the current UPC barcodes, and a unique serial number. this format is called a serialized GTIN in the GS1 world. While both the UHF RFID tags used in these retail applications and shorter range NFC tags can be used to add customer engagement to product labeling, NFC, or near field communication, is particularly useful for this purpose since Android and iOS smartphones can read these tags as standard. UHF RFID is usually used for more industrial and logistics data capture and needs special RFID readers to be able to read the data encoded in the tags. While the GS1 Digital Link program is designed to be compatible with various technologies such as RFID and NFC, the only approved data carriers currently are QR code and Data Matrix 2D barcodes. A really interesting technology for customer engagement is augmented reality, or AR. This takes customer engagement to a whole new level. By scanning smart packaging with AR-enabled apps, consumers can unlock immersive experiences. For instance, a wine label might reveal a virtual vineyard tour, or a cereal box could bring the brand's mascot to life. Here in the US, the 19 Crimes wine brand was one of the first to adopt AR. If you've not seen this already, check it out when you see the brand's bottles in one of your local stores. You'll need to get the Living Wine Labels app for iPhone or Android before you can see the AR in action, but it is very cool. And it is a good marketing tool. I honestly bought the wine specifically because I wanted to play with the engagement, and it is a brilliant experience, I have to say. Finally, for technology, let's quickly look at the digital watermarks developed by a company called Digimark. Digimark is an incredibly innovative organization that has developed a range of tools that are used throughout the life cycle of products and their packaging. The Digimark watermarking process effectively turns the complete printed package into a data carrier. Color elements that contain the data blend into the package graphics, making them hard to even notice their presence, unless you can read them with a suitable scanner. The encoded information is repeated over the product surface so that it can be read on any side and in any orientation. Many industrial and point-of-sale barcode scanners can scan these embedded codes, and they have already been adopted by some major retailers, such as Wegmans and Walmart, for their private label products. Digimark has ensured that their encoding system is compatible with GS1 Digital Link, which creates really interesting future opportunities as more data carriers are approved for retail applications with Digital Link. There are also apps for your smartphone. Just go to your appropriate app store and search on Digimark, and you'll find some apps that will let you check out Digimark-enabled products. Smart packaging isn't just about entertaining and reacting with customers. It's a multifunctional tool that offers numerous other advantages. With real-time tracking and inventory management, smart packaging can significantly streamline supply chain operations, reducing waste and improving efficiency. A great example is how the Digimark watermarking system is being used in high-speed sortation systems for sorting and grading plastics recycling operations. A really interesting and hugely impressive operation. So smart packaging is more than just a trend. It's a tool that actually bridges the physical and the digital worlds with endless possibilities for customer engagement and operational improvement. As these technologies evolve, we can expect smart packaging to become even more integrated into our lives, shaping the way we interact with products that we buy. But what do you think? How will smart packaging change how you look at product interaction? Hey, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and watch out for another episode soon. Thank you, and take care.